The province has made a $1 million investment into a biomanufacturing plant in Cape Breton that has the potential to replace an oil refinery. The investment was made to the Verschuren Center, an independent clean technology development and deployment facility, for their biomanufacturing fermentation plant in Edwardsville. Biomanufacturing is the process of using living systems, such as plant and animal cells, to produce commercial materials. Material using biodegradable elements is created in a lab and then replicated or grown in the plant's fermentation tanks before it's shipped off to a client. Beth Mason is the executive chair of the Verschuren Center and discussed some of the products the plant produces.
So it could be things like bioplastic molecules for making food films. It could be a functional health ingredient, such as a prebiotic. It could be a therapeutic for health of animals. It could be a green chemical, like a solvent or an adhesive or a dispersant, or it could be a dye.
Mason says everything in our lives is produced from petrochemical fossil fuels, and the plant will work to replace them.
If you took everything that's around us, it would disappear if petrochemicals disappeared. So nylons, we can do that by bacteria, making a bio-nylon. So the goal is that as petrochemicals are displaced, we're going to replace them with bio-based production like this. So in effect, this replaces an oil refinery.
The plant will be able to grow materials from 10 to 10,000 liters in their fermentation tanks. The plant is still under construction and is expected to begin production in the spring. The investment by the province was announced at the plant by Glace Bay Dominion MLA John White, who says the investment is helping put Cape Breton first.
The investment will position Cape Breton and Nova Scotia for growth in Canadian biomanufacturing sector. It will enable new products and services that were previously not possible in this province.
He also discussed how the plant could stimulate the Cape Breton economy.
As the sector evolves, we will be able to meet its demands for skilled employees and provide local expertise and resources in the production and bioclean products, which will help local companies grow.
The province has previously contributed $2.5 million towards the plant. The new investment will allow the Verschuren Center to increase their number of clients from 40 to 50 and create more opportunities for training and employment. The plant currently employs around a dozen people. White was joined by Verschuren Center CEO Dr. Baolin Chen, who echoed his sentiments and said the plant will help make Nova Scotia a national player.
So the support of our partners in the province on such a game-changing asset means we can help small and medium-sized enterprises from across the country achieve a path to the market, bring jobs and the investment to Nova Scotia. And this plant allows companies to stay in Canada rather than leave for Europe and South America, where the only other similar scales exist.
The total cost of the facility is $13 million and is the largest of its kind in Canada. The Verschuren Center currently works out of a lab at Cape Breton University using a single bioreactor. While the plant will vastly expand Verschuren Center's operation, Chen says it will also help address net zero goals. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.